Welcome back. Let's talk some golf now after Rory McIlroy's victory yesterday at the CJ Cup in Las Vegas. We were on air as it was happening. He ended up 25 under and defeating Colin Morikawa. It was an incredible finish. PGA Tour victory number 20 for the 32-year-old who's just had an amazing career and continues to rise up the line of greats in this sport. On the line, as we always do to talk golf, is Larry Canning. Good morning, Larry.
G'day, Matty. How are you, mate?
Yeah, great. Thanks, mate. Gee, we enjoyed watching that yesterday as it went down to the wire and poor old Colin Morikawa was standing up there. I don't know if you saw the image of him up there in the clubhouse. He had his bag. He had everything ready to go just in case. And then he had to just walk away and go, nah, Rory's got this one.
Every golf pro's been there, Matty. It used to be Friday nights for me with the bag packed ready to go. It's great to see Rory back. Look, the game of golf is a better game, isn't it, when Rory McIlroy's winning. Just a free-willing, free-spirited, beautiful player to watch. My favourite player to watch, in fact. That you look at some of the technically perfect golf swings of the Adam Scotts and Morikawa to a degree. But just free-flowing and natural, raw natural ability. Rory's the man. And I was just looking at there's a lot of talk about Rory being in something of a slump over the last couple of years. And I've just gone over the last 2 years of his career. And, you know, obviously 2020 with COVID was a disaster for him. And he made it pretty obvious to all the people that were interviewing him that he just didn't like playing when there was nobody around. I mean, he doesn't play for money anymore. He's set for life. But he just couldn't play up to his normal standard without anyone seeing him, which was interesting. Because 2019, the previous year, he was world number one going into 2020. And this is only just last, you know, a couple of years ago, isn't it? I mean, it's 2019, he was player of the year. He won the Players' Championship. 2020, he was number one going into the year. Obviously slipped down the rankings because of a funky year. But, you know, he hasn't been anywhere. He hasn't gone away. He's just been biding his time, I think, mate. He's already won this year. He won at Quail Hollow, the third time he's won at that tournament. Didn't seem to play his best to win that, but this week he definitely played his best to win this. And he's reflected a fair bit on the Ryder Cup, Matt, that I think everyone's been listening to and saw the emotion that he displayed there at Whistling Straits and what it meant to him. And I found that fascinating as well. It's been a fascinating few weeks with Rory, watching him play and now winning.
Yeah, and he's been very open about it. I mean, we played pretty much straight away, Larry, the interview, you know, on the 18th there, and you've just touched on a lot of things that he said, a lot of reflection in the couple of weeks. He said, you know, this is what I need to do, come out here and play golf and just be me. And I was trying to think, gee, he's being really sort of deep here, but he's just being very honest and open. I think the thing about what he did across the course of those 4 days, and especially on day four, was he did what made him the superstar that he is, because he's always had the ability to go through the gears and go into the high gears when he needs to. And he did that in Las Vegas. He knew that Morikawa was out there. He knew that Ricky Fowler was looking good. And he knew that he had to take his game to another level, which he did.
Yeah, you put him in a fairway. His driving, Matt, was the key for me. He was once rated the best driver of a golf ball in the world. That slipped a fair bit down the charts, but I think he showed over the weekend that his driving is back to where it was, and you put him in a fairway, and everything else just clicks. I mean, you can't shoot 25 under from the rough on any golf course. 25 under. I mean, I don't believe I just said that out loud. And won by a single shot. So yeah, once he's in the fairways, he's putting has been a little bit dodgy, but never terrible. But his driving really was bad for any tour player standard, let alone previously the world's best driver. But this week, different story. He had drove it on the fairway. And whenever he does that, he's a danger. I mean, not too many guys can play better than him from tee to green if he gets the ball on the fairway. And I think that was the key. The word reset he used a couple of times in his interviews, Matt, after the Ryder Cup. And like you said, he only needs to be himself to be good enough to win. When you look at his golf swing, you just think, well, you know, how much better can that get? And when he wasn't driving the ball well, you couldn't really tell what was going wrong. He's the sort of guy that doesn't need a lot of coaching. And I think there was a change of coaches a few years ago. He went from the guy that taught him, Michael Bannon taught him from 8 years old all the way through. And then he went to Pete Cowan. who's a very high-profile coach, like out of the David Ledbetter kind of style, and it didn't quite work out. Now he's gone back to Bannon, and I think that's another part of his reset button, was just to go back to old things that he knows, just pull the driver and just give it a hit, mate. Yeah, because it's a thing of beauty, isn't it?
It's a weapon. That's what it is. Ironic, too, that it was Morikawa who he beat by the shot, and that was the man who made that putt to give the Americans the points they needed to take home the Ryder Cup. So there was a little bit of redemption. We've been talking that this morning. Just a quick one before we have to bail for the news, Larry. Your thoughts on Adam Scott? Finished in fifth position. There was a couple of putts along the way there that could have put him up, possibly around Rory and Colin and Ricky, but a top five finish on the PGA Tour is never to be sneezed at.
Oh, no, he just needs to play more, Matt. I mean, he only plays just over a dozen tournaments a year. It's astonishing how little he plays and how well he plays when he does. I'm not sure where he is with his domestic life, or he's, you know, the travelling has been difficult for him. And we can put that down to, COVID, obviously. He now lives in Switzerland. Well, one of his houses is in Switzerland. So it's a nightmare to get from there to America a lot and play. So I get that bit, but I reckon he's just got to play. Just enter for some tournaments, Adam. Have a crack. Get someone to enter for you. Just tell it, Adam, you're on the tee, mate. Okay, righto. And I reckon he'll fire up. He'll go, yeah. He's in great. He's a beautiful player, obviously. A couple of loose shots. One on the 18th was very un-Adam-like, but he pitched the ball up beautifully and made the putt for birdie. So, yeah, he's looking good for the year, isn't he? And in Leishman, it's Cam Smith, Matty Jones, all looking good for the year.
Yeah, Leishman had a good finish. Cam Smith finished in a share of ninth, a shot back on Adam Scott. You're right. Fire up the private jet, Adam. Just play a little bit more. Get out the backyard. Get yourself to more tournaments, and we see the kind of Adam Scott that we love, and took him to victory at the Masters. Good on you, mate. Always great to catch up. We'll chat again as the PGA Tour continues.
Good on you. Thanks, Matty.